Kayla. Let's open in a word of prayer before we get started. Lord, we ask you to please be with this message. I pray, Lord, you wash me clean. I pray this message sink deep into our hearts. And I pray, Lord, that we realize that the gift of salvation is free. It's a free gift, freely given to all those who believe. We thank you, Jesus, for coming to earth, for living a sinless life and dying on the cross and rising again. And we are looking forward to your coming again. In fulfillment of the scriptures, we thank you and praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're only going to go to three separate scriptures today. We'll start off with Isaiah 9, verse 6, and then we're going to go to John 3:16, and then Romans chapter 5, verse 15 through 18. Of course, we were all kids at one time, most of us anyway, and we like to get the Christmas gifts. And that's what a gift. We don't have to work for it. Our mom and dad just buys us a gift. If we had to work for it, it wouldn't be a gift. It would be a reward. And so when we, this Christmas season, I hope that when we look at the Christmas tree and we look at the gifts, that maybe we'll look at the gifts a little bit different. How they are freely given, and they represent the gift that God gave us, the gift of His Son Jesus Christ, and is freely given. I like to illustrate this. When you get my age, you forget things, so I got everything up here aforehand, so that I don't forget anything. How many would like this gift? Who would like this gift? There's the first hand right there. You. You're welcome. You're welcome. Is it real? It's real. It's real. You bet. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. The Bible reads, starts out on the wall up there, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." The son is given. "And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Jesus Christ was given by God. He was freely given. He was born on this earth, and it says the government shall be upon his shoulder. And what that means is when those old knight stories like Ivanhoe and that, and the king would be on the throne, and the knights of come to talk to the king about battle and everything, and he'd have that chain with a key on it, and that showed that just showed that he was ruler of the kingdom. And the government, that's why it says here, the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. In other words, a marvelous thing. Counselor here is Jesus Christ. When he comes back again, he's going to resolve everything. He's going to right all the wrongs. Society on earth will be absolutely perfect. Excuse me. It says here, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. Jesus Christ is God. I don't quite fathom it myself because I am a finite human being. But the Bible clearly declares that Jesus Christ is God manifest or made evident in the flesh. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. So Jesus Christ, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, He's the Father of eternity because He has eternal life, He gives eternal life, and He is the Prince of Peace. There are some here this morning, you may not know what peace is. Your life is in turmoil. There's always one nagging question with each and every one of us since we're a little kid: what in the world am I going to do with my sin? When we did things wrong at the house, Dad would give us the backhand, or we'd get spanking or whatever, but it never paid for our sin. That was or a wrongdoing. That was the punishment, but it never paid in full our debt for sin. And every one of us has a sin debt. The Bible declares, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we have to ask ourselves, what am I going to do with my sin? The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. It's eternal separation from God in a place called hell. And we don't have peace because we go to bed at night wondering, where am I going to go when I die? We are all going to die, and we don't have that peace. Jesus Christ, the Son that is given, is the Prince of Peace. He came to give us peace. And His peace is because of the blood He shed on the cross. And we put our faith in Him and we have that peace that passes all understanding. He's the Prince of Peace. We see, first of all, here how unto us the Son is given, Jesus Christ. And we see in John chapter 3, verse 16, if you'll turn there, John chapter 3, verse 16. That Jesus Christ, God's Son, is not only given, but that He is given out of love. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Even though you have a sin debt, even though you're riddled with sin, and you don't have peace, know this morning, God loves you. God loves you with an everlasting love. God loves you with a love that's so deep it passes understanding. God loves you so much that He sent His only begotten Son to die for you. And He gave His Son because He loves us. And how do we receive His Son? Look at the verse again here. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. It's given by, Jesus Christ is given by faith. Simply believing. Now let's turn, if you would please, to the last set of verses, Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5 speaks of a gift. A gift is defined as a thing given willingly to someone without payment, a present, a free gift. Free is without cost or payment. And when Jessica got that gift, she didn't have to work for it. She didn't have to do 100 push-ups and 3 jumping jacks to get it. It was a gift freely given without. Did it cost you anything, Jessica? Was it giving you to you willingly? Yeah, it was a free gift. The Bible declares in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, speaking of the birth of Jesus, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from sins. The word Jesus means Savior or Deliverer. When we walk amongst believers, we hear someone say, I got saved. It means I got delivered from sin. I got saved or delivered from sin. I got saved or delivered from the wrath of God. I got saved or delivered by Jesus Christ, who came to this earth in a manger in Bethlehem. And then He lived a life of about 33 years, and He lived a life without sin. He never sinned. He could not sin. He was perfect. But God's law demanded that there be a payment for sin, and the Bible said the soul that sinneth must die. But once again, God loves us, and God is perfect. He's the perfect judge, and the soul that sinneth must die. How in the world could he have fellowship with any of us here if we must die because of our sin? To satisfy God's judgment, he sent his son Jesus Christ, who took our place on the cross. And he died. He shed his blood in our place. Then he was buried for 3 days and three nights, and then he rose again from the dead. One might say, well, how do you know Jesus rose from the dead? It's a fairy tale like every other fairy tale out there. I know Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Every one of us proves it to ourselves every day, whether we believe it or not. This is the year 2016. It's in the year of our Lord. We can go up to the clerk and recorder's office and look at all those deeds up until about 10 years ago. And it says, in the year of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Sometimes it says Jesus Christ on those deeds. And then they put the date. 2016 years after the birth of Jesus Christ is what we're living today. Jesus Christ was real. Jesus Christ died a real death. Jesus Christ rose a real resurrection, and Jesus Christ paid for our sins. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sinned, that's Adam, one man's sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Because Adam sinned, we all sin. Because Adam died, we all die. And then verse 13 starts a parenthesis, and it moves on here, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin was not imputed where there is no law. Before there was a law, in the law of Moses, there were still people living, there were still people sinned, whether there was a law or not, and there's still people that died because of sin. Verse 14, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude or the likeness of Adam's transgression. You and I do not have to eat of the fruit of the tree in order to sin. Sin is missing the mark. If we don't make the mark of God's holiness, we miss the mark. And we're all sinners. Verse 15, but not as the offense. In other words, not like Adam's offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, this is a contrast here, because of Adam, many were dead. The contrast is, of the free gift, for through the offense many may be dead, verse 15, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace. God loves us. He has favor on us. And through the grace of God, he gives us the free gift of salvation, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Adam sinned and all died. Jesus Christ paid for our sin. And there are many who are going to live because of that free gift of the grace freely given by God. And we receive that free gift how? The same way Jessica received her gift, by faith. There's a free gift in there, and she received it. Simply received it. Is that hard? She received it. Verse 16, and not as it was by one that sinned, that's Adam, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation because of the sin of Adam, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. Every sin, every offense to God we've ever done is justified. Jesus Christ declares us righteous. Declares us innocent. We're justified by faith because of the free gift, freely given. You see, we use that, abusing that word free gift a lot. God wants to make it very clear that it is a free gift. It's not by going to church. It's not by coming to Liberty Baptist Church or any other church. It's not by doing good deeds. It's because of the free gift. Verse 17, for if one man's offense, death reigned by one, that's through Adam, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Verse 18, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, that's Jesus Christ, the free gift came upon all men unto justification. You see, God wants to make it very clear that we can think we can buy our way to heaven or work our way to heaven. God wants to make it very clear it is a free gift freely given. Three times the word free gift is here. Gift is mentioned X number of times, and freely is mentioned also. Don't ever, ever let anyone tell you that you must work your way to heaven because it is impossible. Satan wants us to think we can work our way to heaven, and those roads lead to hell. God loves you. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, and He wants to give you a gift, and it's freely given. Turn back a page, if you will, to Romans chapter 5, verse 1, the first verse of Romans chapter 5. Therefore, being justified, never sinned. Therefore, being justified by what? Faith. Faith. We have peace because of the Prince of Peace. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of us has a decision to make, or have had a decision to make, and that is to either accept or reject the free gift. If I had offered that gift to Jessica, and Jessica said, "No, you know what, I think I'll sit here. Thanks, but no thanks." She would have rejected that free gift. If you're sitting here and you don't receive the free gift, you're rejecting Jesus Christ. Jesus wants desperately to have a relationship with each and every one of us. And it's a free gift. And it's our decision, it's a choice, whether we're going to accept that free gift. Please, please, please. When you look at the Christmas tree this year and you look at those gifts under the tree, think of Jesus Christ. There'll be a moment of invitation here very soon, and you'll be able to, you'll have an opportunity to have someone show you in the Bible how you can know that you're going to go to heaven when you die. But if you choose to reject Jesus Christ this morning, God is not a God of a second chance. God is a God of another chance. And He'll give you, He's full of mercy. And maybe sometime this week you look at the Christmas tree and the gifts, and that will remind you of the free gift of eternal life. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You must realize that we're sinners. And there must be a payment for sin, and Jesus Christ paid the payment. He's our only Savior. And call upon Him, if not this morning, sometime this week. Dear God, the Bible says, a man said, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus said, I tell you, that man went down justified. He loves us. He sent His Son. He gave us a free gift. Won't you please, please receive the free gift this morning. For those of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior, the gift freely given, maybe that should give us a poke in the ribs and we realize how grateful we should be for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How grateful are we? Do we read His Word? Do we obey His Word? Do we pray? Do we communicate with God? Do we tell others about this free gift? Oh, there's so much work to be done. There's so many souls to be saved. And Jesus Christ tells us to go share the gospel of Jesus Christ with all that we meet. So what song are we going to sing?
Page 17.
Page 17. Before we sing, I'd like you to stand, and we'll stand with heads bowed and eyes closed, and I'd like to ask a question. With no one looking around, I'd like to ask this question. If you know Jesus Christ as Savior and you've accepted the free gift of salvation, would you hold your hand up as a testimony and say, hey, I know my Savior lives and I've been redeemed. Praise God. You may put your hands down. For those of you who cannot raise your hand, how many say, I know I'm in need. This morning may not be the morning, but would you pray for me? Because I do need Jesus Christ. I have not accepted Him yet. Would you, with raised hands, have me pray for you this morning? Yes, I need Jesus. Please give me the grace to accept Jesus Christ as Savior. Anyone like that this morning? Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we pray that we worship You this morning. We honor You this morning. We thank You this morning. Please, Lord, help us to be grateful. Teach us how to be grateful. Teach us how to be humble, Lord. It's so overwhelming when we see the love of God, not only in our hearts, but in our lives. And He keeps beckoning. Please come. Thank You, Lord, for dying on the cross for our sins. Thank You for rising again. And we do look for Your second coming. We thank You for all that are here. We pray that You bless the invitation. I pray for those who do not know Christ as Savior, that they not rest until they come to know You. In the name of Jesus, amen. What's page 17, please? Page 17.
Help me, I pray.
How many would say with a raised hand, my goodness, my God is good? He's given us the snow. It's beautiful, isn't it? Like the snow outside with the moonlight and that. Oh my goodness, only God can paint a picture like that. And he gives us the cold. It reminds us of the warm weather. I mean, he's the God of all seasons, and that's his covenant toward us, that he'll not destroy this earth with water. Our God is a covenant-keeping God, and when he gives us eternal life, he promises eternal life. And I hope that we'll remember that this Christmas season, how good God is. And I would ask that Steve LePrain, would you close us with prayer, please? Thank you.